my pleasure. Now we got on the other line. Who we got? We got Nikki out there. All right. Hey, Nikki, how you doing? Nikki Freed, the founder of the Ignite Florida Law Firm, woman who's helping to write the laws, implement the laws, lobby Congress and the state legislature. How you doing, Nick?
I am doing fantastic. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Now, tell me what's been going on. You know, I've been trying to get my card, and it seems like every time I get my I get everything done, I run into another bureaucratic technical roadblock. Seems like they're just not ready for what's coming at them.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, the reality is that we had the law passed. You know, constitutional amendment got implemented in this year and a special session in June. And since then, there's been over 1,000 doctors that have become part of the registry, and there's about 33 to 35,000 patients. But yeah, the registry to get the cards up and going is backlogged 6 weeks to 2 months. And with the hurricane shutting down Tallahassee for a week, didn't help the situation. But it will get fixed, I've been assured.
Now, Nikki, there's like these verticals. There's Cetera, I think, is one of them. There's the San Velasco. What is all that? Tell me what these names and things are.
Absolutely. So here in the state of Florida, we are vertically integrated, which means that a license holder has the responsibility of cultivating, manufacturing, and then dispensing of the product. And only them are allowed to do anything dealing with the medical marijuana. So they have originally gave out 5 licenses for 5 different companies to do exactly that. And then 2 more were given out based on court hearings. And then based on the law that was passed this past June, 10 additional licenses were planned on giving out. 5 are already out, so we're out to 12. And just 2 nights ago, the new application process for the next 5 came out. So Certera is one of the MMTCs that was originally one of the 5, as well as San Velasco, which is doing business as the Green Solution, which is the company that I work for, is also one of the original sets that is out there.
Well, listen, Nikki, you know, we're going to have Ivan on. You know, Ivan's the marijuana doctor. We've talked to him on the last time you were on. We're going to talk a little bit about how people can get into the system. Ivan's actually a front door for the system. But once people are in, what can they expect to happen? You know, is this like Colorado? Is it going to become California? What's on the horizon here?
Well, you know, because we are such a conservative state and it took a constitutional amendment to even move the ball when it comes to full-blown medical marijuana, I don't envision us going recreational anytime in the near future or loosening of any of the regulations. So I see this current program being in place for, you know, a good 3 to 5 years. But as soon as some of these tweaks get worked out, and you'll see legislation probably every single session to kind of go through some of these tweaks and loopholes that we're seeing. So this is kind of be the prey on for the next couple months, the next couple years. But you certainly, once you get your card, you have 2 choices basically at this point. One is home delivery from any of the licensed providers, or there's about 10 retail locations that are open up the state, and more will be coming online within the next year or so.
Now, Jess Lustig just gave you a high five on Facebook, so I wanted to pass that along, young lady.
I appreciate it.
All right. Now, listen, we're going to go to a break. Can you stick with us? Because we're going to talk to Ivan, and, you know, I may need your legal and lobbying expertise. Can you hang out with us here?
I certainly can.
That's why I love you. Maybe that because you're my niece. Okay, thanks for sticking with us. Oh, and go Gators. You heard the story about how I was with the insurance guy and missed the whole fourth quarter, right? It's killing me, Nikki. We'll be right. Oh, yeah, it's killing me.
I yelled enough for the both of us.
I love you, girl. All right, Wanda, rock the house. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. We're going to talk more medical marijuana with the marijuana doc after this.